Joe's Fruit Shop and Milk Bar, written by Zoe Boccabella and read by Daniela Farinacci. In Brisbane, they lodged at a boarding house on Astor Terrace in Spring Hill. Francesca dressed for the wedding in her father's room and would later undress in Annibale's room. She fastened the clasp of the chain and gently touched the locket her mother had given her. It rested upon the modestly high sweetheart neckline of her wedding gown. She stood in front of the mirror in her long white dress and veil. Mikko knocked, then came in and saw her tears.
"What's the matter?"
"I want Mama to be here."
"None of that. We're going to the church now, and the boarding house lady is fixing a nice supper for us after. Come on. The taxi will be downstairs in a minute. Wash your face."
The Benito's daughter, Pina, who'd married and moved to the city and whom Francesca knew from school, was her bridesmaid. Pina had helped Francesca choose her bridal flowers, a spray of white blossoms and cascading deep green foliage. The trailing effect of the bouquet matched Francesca's floor-length veil, which floated delicately around her like a fine haze. One white flower was pinned to the buttonhole of Annibale's black suit, matching his white shirt and bow tie. To their relief, one of the priests at the Cathedral of St. Stephen had agreed to marry them, despite Annibale being an internee. Half a dozen people gathered to witness the ceremony, including the son of the boarding house owner, who stepped in as Annibale's best man. The couple uttered their vows, their young voices taking flight, echoing up into the high arches of the cathedral. When Francesca looked into Annibale's eyes, trained on her with an almost imperceptible hint of mischief, she felt something deep within her flutter. At that moment, her nervousness melted away. In their sole wedding portrait, luminous and serious-faced, Francesca looks straight into the camera lens. Beside her, Annibale, smiling, gazes sideways at his new bride.